Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. We are here with an episode of Stating the Obvious. We weren't going to record today. There was not a podcast yesterday because I was really busy. Randy was busy. And we were not going to record today because I was going to be busy doing something. And then my plans got changed because one of the other people involved had to go do something else. And thus, here we are. We're going to whip this out really quick, get it up on the internet like porn. And yeah, we're going to get that stuff out there. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. And don't forget, Obamacare passed. Everybody now has free health care. I am fucking sick of people telling me they don't have any goddamn health insurance. Of course you have health insurance. Obamacare passed. If you do not have health insurance, you are breaking the law. You are a criminal. So shut the fuck up about how you don't have any health insurance. Obamacare passed. It's the law. All right. Yes. Right. I'm moisturizing, folks. That's what's going on here. I have some Jergens lotion. I know, Jergens lotion jokes. Jergens lotion. Cherry almond moisturizer lotion that I am slathering. Is that a word? Slathering? Slathering all over my lower legs as we speak. It's a very sexy picture, let me tell you what. Randy is getting pretty sexually excited in there, aren't you? Yeah. Good thing there's a glass between us, otherwise you'd be, like, humping me right now, wouldn't you? I am the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us email. It's God, that's dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. And, of course, the website is Cynical Libertarian Society on the website, on the internet, rather, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Or just go to Google, type in Cynical Libertarian Society. Go to Google, type in your worst nightmare. I wonder what comes up when you do that. We'll do that later. All right, talking about nightmares. Let's talk about... Oh, shit! I know something we need to... Ah, fuck. All right, hang on. You know, Randy, I also remember, you know what I have to do today? I have to go to the library. I was supposed to go to the library tomorrow. I mean... Yes, I was supposed to go to the library tomorrow, and yes, that was going to happen tomorrow, because I can do things tomorrow in the future and the past. I do got a couple of things to pick up at the library. Ah, shit, I got to pay that also. I have way too fucking much going on, babe. I was doing something, I already forgot what it was. Oh, yes! First of all, we need that. We need... All right. All right, hold on. Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh, focus. Okay, apparently your worst nightmare when you Google for it is a TV series. I was hoping something more interesting would come up on Google. That's not what I'm laughing at, by the way. Okay. What? Oh, fuck. It doesn't stop. All right. Here we go. Today, we are talking about the book Game Over, Jerry Sandusky, Penn State, and the Culture of Silence. It's by Bill Mushey, M-O-U-S-H-E-Y, and Bob Dvorak, D-V-O-R-C-H-A-K. I'm sure I mutilated the fuck out of those names. But it's what I do. Shit, where are my notes? There they are. Whew. Yeah, I better have notes. I actually have some notes. What? Now? God damn it. Hang on a second. Is this... Why am I getting more fucking messages? I don't have... Leave me alone. All right. Fuck. I have enough time in the day as it is. I get more shit. All right. So, if you're like me, and you're really good-looking and smart and you're witty and the girls adore you and you have a giant cock and you love to eat pussy, if you're like me, you're busy doing things in life and so you don't really know about a lot of shit that's going on. So I was in the library. It says, for those of you in the medicated generation, the library is this building that has books in it. And books are written words and they're printed on dead trees. And you can pick them up and you open them and you read them. And there, you can't click on anything inside the book. It doesn't have Wi-Fi access or anything like that. You just read the words. There's no videos or anything like that inside of them. I was at the library and I'm looking at the titles, you know, the new releases. And hey, Randy, I'm going to try something. Oh yeah, that fucked that up, didn't it? Yeah, you love me. Just get over it. All right, let me do that. Yes, we'll try that. I'm fucking with the computers, don't worry about it. All right, anyhow, so I'm looking at the books on the thing, on the shelf. That's what that's called, it's a shelf. Books go on a shelf. And I'm just like scatterbrained because there's so much going on. I can't focus on anything right now. Oh my God, I'm ADD. I need some medication. I need to be medicated. And I saw this book sitting there. And I had vaguely heard about the Jerry Sandusky thing. And what I had heard, you know, my knowledge of the Jerry Sandusky affair was that somebody saw him in the shower of the college locker room having sex with a little boy. That's basically what I knew. So I thought, oh, I'm going to get the book. I'm going to read it. See if I learn anything because I don't know anything about this. So first of all, general commentary on the book itself. The book is a pretty easy read. It's somewhat repetitive. It's also like reading a really long news story, which is not surprising because essentially it's a long news story. And Bill is an investigative Pulitzer Prize nominated investigative journalist. And then Bob is 44 years as a journalist. Right, so I mean these are newspaper writers. And so it does read to an extent like a very long newspaper article, but it reads well. It's a very quick, easy read, so it was enjoyable. It was a little bit repetitive because there was information they repeated multiple times. It's almost as if some of the chapters were designed to be standalone. And so information that was presented in one chapter was repeated in another chapter without adding anything new to it. But overall, the writing was well done. I mean, and again, it's not a novel or something. It is a very long newspaper article because it's talking about all of this stuff and what happened. Now, from there, I'm not going to go through a blow-by-blow of Jerry Sandusky giving blowjobs to 10-year-old boys. If you want to read about it, it's in the book. I thought he had just done this with one boy. Again, this is because my knowledge was very, very limited. Turns out he did this a bunch of times. And of course, you know, pedophile and fucking little boys and yada, yada, yada. So, first of all, that's what I keep you around for. I was going to do the funny shit first and then do the notes. But then I'll run out of time on the notes, and then those have to be a two-part episode. So let's do the notes first. Here are my notes that I've scribbled on the piece of paper that I was using as my bookmark. And let's just talk about these. Scribble number one, if I can read my writing. Everyone involved is part of the state. Here's what I found interesting reading this book. So here's Jerry Sandusky worked at this college, which, you know, Penn State College, it's a state college. It's funded by the government. It's funded by student tuition, most of which, I don't know any actual statistics or have any actual data, but a large amount, a significant amount of student tuition comes from student loans, which come from the government. It's a state college. Everybody there is a government employee. It gets federal funding. And so Jerry Sandusky, obviously didn't know anything about this. I thought he was just a football coach. He also was the founder, and I don't want to say that he ran it, but he founded and was highly involved with an organization called Second Mile, which provided help for children who were on what the state considers to be the wrong path. And so again, this was a nonprofit. This was a charity organization. Nonprofits and charities are part of the state. Everyone involved in Jerry Sandusky fucking these little boys was a fucking statist. It was a state college that provided him the platform to bring these little boys to the shower room and fuck them. It was other state employees who saw these things happening and turned a blind eye to it and let it continue to happen. It was the nonprofit statist organization Second Mile and everybody in it who was looking the other way who was giving him access to all of these young boys who were willing to, I don't know if I should say willing. You know, he established, and again, this book was, let me throw in some more information here. Because I don't know where things are currently, and there's going to be a follow-up episode just because of that. So this book is copyrighted 2012. So this information is at least 2.5 years old. I have no idea. No idea at all where we are in the Jerry Sandusky case right now. I don't know if he's been tried yet. I don't know if he's guilty, innocent. I don't know anything other than what I've read in this book, and the book is 2.5 years old. So I'm going to do a follow-up, probably as an Anarchy Moment, where I'm going to investigate and see what has happened recently since this book was done. Written. The fuck was I talking about, Randy? Yes, thank you. Everybody was a fucking statist. It was all of these statists that gave him access to these children where he could go through a system of finding children that did not have a father figure in their life because, you know, thanks to strong independent women who are single mothers, there's this plethora of children who don't have father figures in their life. Is this on my list? I shouldn't talk about this now because it's on the list. But anyway, the point is, the state provided him with a job that paid him a bunch of money. The state provided him with the ability to organize this non-profit organization. The state helped prop it up. All of the people who work around him were members of the state. Anyway, just as we go through this, just think about, because people say, well, we need the government to protect children from child molesting. We need the government to protect women from being raped. We need the government to protect people from having their possessions stolen. Blah, 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 fucking blah. Right? So if the government is so great at protecting children from being the victims of pedophiles, how is it that this government employee pedophiled all of these children on government property? If the government is so fucking great at protecting children from predators, Anyway, the thing about this is we go, all right, let's see, here we go. Let me read my notes and we'll discuss. Fucked kids in his basement. One screamed for help while wife was home. No one helped. So women care so much. Okay, so one of these children, a number of these children said that Jerry had a bedroom in his home. So again, Jerry would get these kids from the Second Mile organization, these troubled, I'm putting little air quotes around the world, troubled. Remember, this is troubled in the eyes of the state. They're all troubled, and they're all, again, just, I'm going to come back to it, they're all the victims of single mothers. All these children he fucked, none of these children he fucked, as far as I could get from this book, had a father anywhere near them. These are all the victims of single mothers. He got these kids and he took them home where his wife was at, and he had a bedroom down in the basement where he would take these 10-year-old boys and put them in the bed there, and then he would go down there and fondle their bodies and suck their dicks. And one of these kids was saying he was screaming for help while this was going on, and at the time, he knew that Jerry Sandusky's wife was at home, was upstairs, could probably hear him, and she did nothing. Now, again, if you women care so much, and if the world would be such a wonderful place if only women ran everything, why is it that this woman who is married to, and even if she wasn't home that night, how can you be married to a man for however long they were married? I don't know. They're old. They've been married a long time. How can you be married to this guy who is a pedophile who brings 10-year-old boys home? Like home, where you're at. She's cooking dinner. The 10-year-old boys are having dinner with them. The 10-year-old boys are sleeping over in the basement. How do you not know your husband is going down into the basement for hours at a time? I don't know if it's hours, and maybe he comes quick. I don't know. How do you know your husband is not going down into the basement with a 10-year-old boy? How do you not know this? The answer is, you're a dumb fucking evil bitch. That's how you... Now, I'm not saying every woman is a dumb fucking evil bitch. What I'm saying is that every woman is not this pure, pristine, virginal angel. And if only women ran the world, everything would be wonderful. That's what I'm saying. And let us keep in mind, I don't think this is on my notes, let us keep in mind, I've talked about this before in the context of rape and other things like that, all of this stuff is going on. There's all of these trials and these courts and all this trauma. Let us remember, and there were parents who came to the school officials and said, look, you know, Jerry, like at one point, Jerry Sandusky, with at least one of his kids that I remember from the book, was going to the public school, the state, the public school where this 10-year-old boy is attending classes. Jerry Sandusky, no relation to the 10-year-old boy, was taking this kid out of school. The school, the public school, the state school was allowing Jerry Sandusky, because he was a football coach, all of his power stems from being a football coach and the founder of this Second Mile organization, because he's this do-gooder football coach, the school is letting him take this child out of school, off the school grounds, without the child's mother even knowing it. Not informing the child's mother at all that, hey, today, they pick up the phone, call her up, say, hey, today Jerry Sandusky came to school and took your child and put your child in his car with him and drove away. Not one fucking bit of information was given to the mother about this. When she finds out, she goes, she says, I don't want this to happen anymore. So it's pretty obvious that there were enough warning flags that this guy was a fucking pedophile. And these warning flags were clearly visible to the state. They were visible to the board of Second Mile. They were visible to all the dickheads at Penn State. They were visible to the fucking public school system. They were plenty fucking visible. But all of these fucking statists chose to ignore this shit. How do you not fucking see this shit? Okay? So now all of this, there's the trials and there's all this money being spent. There's all these boys who have been fucked. Here's what I'm getting at. In an anarcho-capitalist society, that all of you think we're in an anarcho-capitalist society, everybody would run down the street and rape each other. No, here's how this would happen in an anarcho-capitalist society. Well, it wouldn't, because there'd be no public school. So Jerry Sandusky couldn't take the child out of public school. So it wouldn't happen. Actually, I was about to say, in an anarcho-capitalist society, if Jerry Sandusky took the child out of school. So let's just say there's a private school. And Jerry Sandusky, the football coach at the privately funded college, not state-funded college, shows up and says, I want to take this kid out of school. They would say, no, get the fuck away from here. Now, if they weren't very smart, they would say, okay, sure. And then they would call the mother and tell her. But maybe, let's just say, worst case scenario, the people at the privately owned school that actually have to earn their money, and if they piss off the parents can take their money and go someplace else. Let's say for some reason they did just let him take the child off of the campus. When the mother found out, because in an anarcho-capitalist society, there wouldn't be very many single mothers unless they were really rich, she would tell her husband, and her husband would take a gun and go shoot Jerry Sandusky in the face, and Jerry Sandusky would be dead. And then he would not be able to fuck any more 10-year-old boys. Again, a reminder for those of you who are stupid. In an anarcho-capitalist society, there would not be more violence, more theft, more rape, more pedophilia. There would be less, because there would be no government, there would be no state, there would be no police force, there would be no criminal justice system to protect people like Jerry Sandusky. In an anarcho-capitalist society, as soon as people found out Jerry was giving blowjobs to 10-year-old boys, Jerry would be killed. Game over, man! Game over. That's the name of the book. Game over. Right, Jerry would be dead. There would be no trial. There'd be no need for a trial. He'd be a dead motherfucker. All right, so if women care so much, why did this bitch sit upstairs and not do anything about the fact that her husband was a pedophile who was raping 10-year-old boys in the basement? Okay, next note here. School janitor saw but did not report out of fear of losing their jobs. All right. It's me getting a drink of what I wish was a martini, but it's not because I have to go do shit. Randy, what time? Fuck. All right. Time. There's not enough time. I need cocaine. If I had more cocaine, there'd be 26 hours in a day. Yeah. One janitor saw the fucking going on, and another janitor heard it and saw hints of it at the same time. They were there at the same time. And both of them said they did not report what they saw because they were afraid of losing their jobs. Again, the state, if the state is, why would you be afraid of losing your job for reporting pedophilia? I mean, if working for the government is so wonderful, if we have open doors, and if we're the most transparent administration ever, and I know I'm talking about federal government, this is a state government, this is a college. You know, if colleges are so wonderful, right? If colleges are so into tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism and equality and fairness, why would these janitors be afraid they're going to get fired for reporting I don't know how old he is, 40, 50, 60-year-old man fucking a 10-year-old boy? What kind of environment must Penn State be for two employees to be afraid of reporting pedophilia because they're scared they're going to lose their jobs? What kind of environment is that? And that's the environment where all these fucking stupid kids are going to learn. This is where the future of America is, learning things in an environment like that. That is tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism. These kids' parents had no idea what was going on with their own children. Parenting. You know, God forbid that all of these single mothers actually parent their own children. They are strong, independent women. They don't need a man, right? That for whatever reason, they do not have a man in the household. They don't need a man. They're strong, independent, single mothers. They are heroes. They are praised by the state, by the establishment, by the media, by the entertainment industry. They're just praised as being so strong and independent and courageous single mothers who have no idea. Leonard Nimoy is dead, by the way. That's kind of sad. All of them, DeForest Kelly is dead, Leonard Nimoy is dead, and James Doohan is dead. William Shatner is the only one left out of the little core there. And of course, Walter Koenig is still with us, and George Tiki? I never know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Sulu, he's still with us. Nicole Nicholas, I think she's still around. Ah, Star Trek. I love Star Trek. I love Star Trek almost as much as I love 10-year-old boys. Yes. Joe! All right. Anyway, ever since reading this book, I've also been making Jerry Sandusky jokes. I should Google for Jerry Sandusky jokes. So these wonderful single mothers that are just praised as being so courageous and brave, how do you not know that a 50-year-old man is butt-fucking your 10-year-old child? How do you let some 50-year-old guy come to your house? And they were. It's like they're letting these 10-year-old kids go with Jerry off to Philadelphia Eagles football games. They're letting these kids go with Jerry on to football games. Like, not just there in town, like in other parts of the state. And they're letting Jerry take these kids to his house and letting these 10-year-old boys spend the night with this 50-year-old man. I mean, how fucking stupid and fucking naive and just pure fucking selfish do you have to be as a dumb fucking cunt, as a dumb fucking single mother, to let this shit happen to your child? What the fuck is wrong with these women? Sandusky did not, quote, fit the profile of a sexual predator, unquote. Reflects the desire to categorize instead of looking at people as individuals. Multiple times in here, when this information was presented to authorities in the state, I mean, the information about Jerry being in the shower at butt-fucking 10-year-old boys made it to the police department and other investigative units. And of course, I think part of the reason they just blew it off is because, of course, he's a football coach. And in this country, in our society right now, you know, football coaches are fucking worshipped. But beyond that, numerous times in here, people in the state said that they didn't investigate further because Jerry did not fit the profile of a sexual predator. And I found it interesting that this is their, well, he doesn't fit the profile. Okay, so you have multiple reports of him with little children in the shower. You know for a fact he takes little children home with him at night to spend the night. You know he takes little children out of school without permission of the parents. You know he takes little children off to football games to stay in hotel rooms with him. But he doesn't fit the profile of a sexual predator. Well, I'd be curious to see what the fuck this profile of a sexual predator looks like. Because if spending a bunch of your time with fatherless 10-year-old boys down in your basement is not on the profile of sexual predators, I'd love to know what the fuck is. That should be like a giant, as they say, red fucking flag. Ding dong! Hey, good morning, Miss Sandusky. Could you tell us, where's your husband right now? Oh, he's in the basement with a 10-year-old boy. Oh, very good. Nothing to see here. Moving along. What kind of fucking profile are these fucking state employees using to determine who the fuck is a sexual predator? Pretty goddamn sure picking up a 10-year-old boy at school without his mother's permission, taking him to your house and down into the basement is the fucking profile of a sexual predator. But no, 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 that doesn't fit the profile, and I'm a motherfucking police officer, and I'm a member of the state. Look, I have a shiny badge, and I'm wearing a costume. I must be right. Quote, we did what the law required us to do, unquote, and nothing more. They never tried to ID the kid. Okay, so when this stuff was reported to higher up officials, at Penn State, so the one guy who saw Jerry in the shower with the kid, he went to the coach, Joe Paterno, who comes over as a total fucking dickhead, which is what I would expect from any cocksucker from New York. And Joe Paterno comes over as a total fucking self-absorbed dickhead. And so Joe tells the guy who's reporting, hey, I saw one of your coaches with a 10-year-old boy in the shower. Joe says, I will report this to my higher-ups. So Joe went and reported this to his two higher-ups, and then it essentially ended right there. And all of these people, when questioned on this, all are rephrasing this, well, we did what we were required to do. Meaning, you know, we took the action we are required to take by the state, by the laws, by the regulations that govern us. And this is another important part of anarcho-capitalism, is a pillar of thought in the anarcho-capitalist world, and I don't take credit for inventing this, I didn't. But all of us in the ANCAP world will agree, I'm getting distracted, there's squirrels, will agree that when you have a statist system that provides things, does things, whatever, people as individuals are going to not step in to do it. Let me concretize this with examples. Like, for example, the welfare system. People like myself, ANCAPs, we're not going to do that much to help poor people. Why should we? There's already this giant system that's supposed to be helping the poor people. And I mean, my God, look at all the places like California that have passed laws against giving food to homeless people. And of course, we know all of this is to perpetuate the problem of homelessness and make it worse so there'll be more state. But the point is, private citizens, individuals, better word because citizen implies state, private individuals are not going to step up and try to solve problems when the state is creating these giant bureaucracies to solve these problems and to hamper the individual from solving the problems. Same thing here. These people, outside of the context of a status system where it's like, oh, well, you hear something, like you hear a report that your coach is fucking 10-year-old boys in the bathroom. Well, you just report it, and then you forget about it, because that's all that's required. All you're required to do by the law is report it. Well, then people are just going to report it and forget about it. If there is no law requirement to report it and then forget about it, I'm trying to solidify my thought here so that you'll understand what I'm trying to get at, because I think this is important. If you know there's a requirement for you to report it, and that's all you're required to do, people will report it and then forget it, because in their mind they have fulfilled their obligation. Now, when there are no laws saying you have to report football coaches fucking 10-year-old boys, see, at this point, you can no longer fail to take action because you've done what's required by law. There is no requirement by law that you can use to say, I've done what I have to do. At this point, it's you and your conscience. It's you sitting there going, someone just told me that the football coach is fucking 10-year-old boys. What am I going to do about this? You can't pass the buck to somebody else because of the state. The state is not there giving you this legal regulatory framework in which you can report this to a superior and then forget about it. You now are sitting here with this information and you have to do something. Like, for example, get a gun and get a 10-year-old boy and get Jerry Sandusky to try to fuck the 10-year-old boy in front of you while you're videotaping it so that you have evidence, and then you shoot him. You shoot him and you kill him. That's what happens in an anarcho-capitalist society. There is not more pedophilia. There is less, because pedophiles would know that they would die. Pedophiles would not get media attention and get nice cushy jail cells with TV and weight rooms and books and internet access. They would get dead. And they would be terrified of fucking 10-year-old boys. Also, in these reports where people were coming saying, hey, we saw Jerry fucking a 10-year-old boy, it's interesting that the school officials, the Penn State officials, never once tried to find out who any of these boys were and get their side of the story. Not one time did anybody at Penn State put the even any effort, there was not even a question, who was he fucking? From what I get from this book, the question of who, like what specific kid, did the kid have a fucking name? Who is he? The question was never raised. But the colleges care about the children. They are grooming the future of America. What? Oh, our football coach is fucking a 10-year-old in the shower? Ah, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm sure it's fine. I'll tell you what. I'll report it to my boss. It'll be fine, okay? But let's be fair. Penn State did take action. Penn State told Jerry Sandusky that he was no longer allowed to use the shower, the jacuzzi, or the weight room there on campus. They didn't take away his keys because he still had an office on campus. And after they told him that, he still used the weight room and the sauna and the jacuzzi and the shower on campus, where he fucked more 10-year-old boys after he was told he was not allowed to be there. So, but yes, oh, Penn State, they certainly did. They stepped the fuck up to the plate. They really did things. And they care about the children. And that's the state. That is statism. That is government employees doing what they do best. Penn State also, it comes out in this book, when laws were trying to be passed to force Penn State to open up their records about salaries of employees, donations to employees, donations to the university, gifts to employees, gifts to the university, Penn State was opposed to this, and Joe Paterno in here is quoted as saying to the reporters, I don't know how much money you make, so why should you know how much money I make? And again, it just illustrates the fucking just shitness that is Joe Paterno and the general shitness that is the government employee. It's like, well, but you see, these reporters aren't getting paid with tax money. You are. You are a state employee. Again, as I've said before in other contexts, in my opinion, people who work for the government and people who are on welfare should all essentially be required to answer any question from any person who pays tax. Again, this is in the context of a statist society. Yes, there should be no state. These people shouldn't exist. This is one of those, if we're going to have a statist society, then this, and I should do that one of these days, because I have a lot of that, you know, because I have my all the things about taxation, for example. Okay, fine. If we're going to have a statist society with taxes, here's how it should be. If we're going to have a statist society where people vote, here's how that should be. I should do that episode one day. But if we're going to have a statist society where we have welfare recipients and government employees, you should be issued an identification card as a taxpayer. If you pay more taxes than you receive from the government, you would get this ID card. and you would be able to pull that out, and you should be able to tell anyone who is a parasite. You should be able to ask them any question about related to them, and they should have to answer it. And you, if it's a welfare recipient, you should be able to tell them to do work, and they should do it. For example, if somebody's on welfare, I should be able to say to them, you are going to come to my house, and you're going to rake my leaves. And they should be required by law to do this, because they are parasites on me. They are essentially my slaves. They should be my slaves. Same with government employees. You should be able to walk up to a government employee, say, what are you doing? What is your job title? How much money do you make? You know, and they should have to answer any fucking job-related question you ask them, because they are parasites on you as a taxpayer. So for these fuckers at Penn State and Joe Paterno with his arrogant little shit-faced ass to sit here and resist efforts to have to reveal government salaries and to open their records and to talk and to disclose to the public the gifts that the university and the coaches and the employees are receiving, just a bunch of fucking horseshit. And it shows you the mindset at Penn State. All right. Sandusky targeted boys without fathers. More single mothers will lead to more abuse. Right, there we go. We get to it again. All of these kids were the victims of single mothers. You know, all of these mothers were saying, oh, I thought this was so great because Jerry Sandusky was showing an interest in my child and he needed a father figure. It's like, well, if he does need a father figure, so where the fuck is his father? Oh, that's right, you're a strong, independent woman. Or maybe the kids' fathers, in some cases, were legitimate assholes. Maybe they were legitimately terrible people who shouldn't be around children. Well, who chose to have sex with those men and get pregnant? These stupid fucking women did. Single, yes, as I've already talked in the past, Stefan Molyneux talked about it, plenty of people have talked about it, the children of single mothers are becoming some of the most fucked up people in our society. More of them are in jail, more of them are criminals, yada, 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 so forth and so on. Single mothers are not these wonderful, noble, courageous creatures that deserve to be worshipped. Single mothers are fucking destroying children's lives. And yes, single fathers fall into this too, but there aren't a whole lot of single fathers compared to single mothers. Because, of course, women don't want to be thought of as the primary caregivers of children, but when it comes to divorce, they sure do want to get the fucking kids, don't they? Why? Because they get access to welfare. They get access to alimony. They get access to child support payments. They get access to WIC, food stamps, Social Security. They get tax write-offs. They want the kids because of the financial benefit that comes with the kids, not because they give a fuck about the kids. They don't give a flying fuck about their children. Your child is in a goddamn basement with Jerry Sandusky getting a blowjob from a 50-year-old man and you don't know it. Don't fucking tell me you care about the kids, you stupid fucking bitch. They let this shit happen because they are so happy their kids had a father figure in their life. Well, if you want your kids to have a motherfucking father figure, why don't you find them a decent goddamn father? Why don't you get pregnant by a man who's a fucking good man who's going to stay there, take care of you, take care of kids? Oh no, that's sexist. We can't have the man, like, marry the woman and take care of the children. That's patriarchy. This is what feminism has given us. This giant wave of single mothers that leads to pedophilia. This is one of the many gifts to our society that feminism has brought. The cult of Paterno. This Joe Paterno has a giant cult built around him. It's kind of sickening. It also makes it obvious why pedophilia could happen. Second mile organizations will attract pedophiles. Okay, this should be obvious to non-stupid people, but let's say you're a pedophile and you want to give blowjobs to some 8-year-old boys, 10-year-old boys. Sorry, Jerry has some standards. He doesn't hang with 8-year-olds. He's into 10-year-olds. Where are you going to find 10-year-old boys who are willing to let grown men suck their dicks? Well, you're not going to want any 10-year-old boys who are normal and well-adjusted. You want 10-year-old boys who are fucked up, right? You want 10-year-old boys who are victims of single mothers. So when you see, Jerry didn't go to this organization. He fucking founded it. He founded an organization specifically designed to bring 10-year-old boys who have fucked up home lives to him. And everybody in the community just thought this was the most wonderful thing in the fucking world. You know, again, when you live in a state of society where you've destroyed the family structure, where you've destroyed the ability of people to relate to each other and interact with each other, and how in the fuck is it seriously that? God damn it, it's 3 o'clock already. When you destroy the fabric of society, all of these organizations that are there to help pick up the pieces are going to spring up. And so all the fucked up people are, of course, going to be attracted to these organizations, right? An organization like Second Mile, which is there to help children from fucked up households, is going to attract children from fucked up households. They're going to come there for the help. So it's also going to attract the kind of people who want to prey on those children. It's common fucking sense. The more of these organizations that exist, the more the pedophiles are going to be attracted to them. As the book is closing and Jerry has been officially accused in court and all this other stuff, they're talking about how the judge decided that it was okay for Jerry Sandusky to go and visit his grandchildren. Apparently one of his granddaughters, not his daughter, but woman who married one of his sons, said, hell no, Jerry's not coming near my three kids. So I find this interesting. Again, the state is there to protect the children, right? It's all the children. We care about the children. And then they say, well, yes, it's totally okay for this pedophile to go hang out with his grandchildren. Even more interesting, it turns out that Jerry Sandusky's backyard overlooks an elementary school. And it's said by the people at the elementary school that Jerry stands in his backyard and watches the children. About the children here in public school. Look, remember, this guy does not fit the profile of a sexual predator. Okay. He's founded an organization, the clientele of which is children from broken households that don't have father figures. He takes 10-year-old boys into his basement at night, and his backyard overlooks an elementary school. Now, totally does not fit the profile of a sexual predator whatsoever. Not a bit of it. How can anybody believe this guy might like having sex with 10-year-old boys? I am stunned. I'm totally fucking stunned. There are absolutely no warning signs here at all. Not one fucking warning sign. God damn it. And everybody around him just had to have had their heads shoved completely up their fucking asses. How can you not see this? Holy shit, Sherlock. Fucking statism. The fucking cult of personality built up around football coaches. New Watch the Children sign in the area? Don't mind if I do. I love Pedia Bear. Whoa, what's going on here? Oh, I'm at the bottom. Boom, boom, boom. 4-year-old meme? Sounds about right. Finally hooked up with my 7th grade crush. I'm 20. I used to work for the Girl Scouts, but I was fired for eating brownies. If you can read this, I'm not interested. See, pedophilia is one of those things. Pedophilia jokes are really fucking funny. Actual pedophilia? Not funny. Not funny. Jerry Sandusky fucking a 10-year-old boy in the shower? Not funny. In an ANCAP society, he'd be dead right now. Let me fucking try to clarify this for you stupid cocksuckers. In an anarcho-capitalist society, Jerry Sandusky would be dead right now. He'd have been dead a long time ago. He probably would have fucked nowhere near as many little boys because he'd be dead. The state does not prevent pedophilia. The state enables the pedophile to keep doing it over and over and over because the state provides all of these systems and incentives and laws and regulations and frameworks that allow this thing to happen while other people look the other way because they did what they were required to do by law, or because they were afraid of getting fired, or because they didn't know that Jerry was coming to the school and taking their child out of the fucking school without their permission. The state enables all of this. This is what feminism and statism have given us. Shit like Jerry Sandusky. This fucker could not have done what he did as long as he did it without femistatism. Femistatism made this possible. Never wins foot race, always coming in a little behind. Now see, I think if you tell pedophile jokes, the people who don't laugh are the ones who might be the pedophiles. I'm telling you, this shit's funny as a joke. And if you don't see that, you might be the pedophile. Child army in Africa, pack my bags. Rape of pubescent girls in Islam and Islam? I guess it's time to switch religions. Favorite book, 50 Shades of Crayola. Children's Nyquil, it's the best cure for stuffy nose. Alright, we'll be back later with a Jerry Sandusky update and some more pedophile jokes.